there could well be an opportunity that you have when you get a chance to deliver a 20-minute event-style presentation. It could be at an internal event in-house somewhere, you know, where your company is organizing a conference and they've asked you to share a 20-minute presentation because you're an expert in one of the areas within your organization and they want to share your expertise with the rest of the organization, the business. You could get to do it externally. It might be a business event, something like that. So in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to share with you how you can deliver a great 20-minute event presentation. Welcome, everybody. This is Trevor Lee, and this is episode number 298 of the Better Presentations, More Sales podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome aboard. There's plenty of episodes to go at, and I would suggest work backwards rather than start at number one and go forward. So, and a big shout out to everybody who shares this podcast and everybody who's left a review or a rating. And if you haven't done that, then it would be marvelous to do so. So if you're listening to it via your phone, scroll down on the show on your phone. You'll go past a few recent episodes and then you'll get a chance to rate and review the show. That would be great. Helps other people find it and it makes me think it's all worthwhile continuing to do it. So that would be great. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you how to deliver a great 20-minute event presentation. And that's because last week I did one myself. I was here in the UK. I was at the Bournemouth Football Stadium, the Vitality Stadium on the south coast of the UK, speaking at a business event. And a big shout out to the B2B Business Expo, who gave me the chance to speak. I was sharing 5 tips on how to transform your business presentation. And if you weren't there, which I imagine a lot of you weren't, if you go to my YouTube channel, which is the Trevor Lee YouTube channel, you can, and I'll put a link in the show notes, you can find the 4-minute summary of what I talked about. So if you're looking to transform your business presentations, then you can go over there and pick that up as well. But the fact that I did a 20-minute presentation, and so did several other people, and I was watching them, and I was observing them, and I was making notes on them, and they were a mixture. They were a mixture of people who present regularly and people who, you know, who had been invited to present because they got something interesting to say. So I decided I would, you know, I've got this book, as you well know, and a new course called 7 Steps to Successful Presentations. And it's just by sheer coincidence that I'm going to share 7 steps today in this episode around delivering this 20-minute event presentation for you. So there we go. So I'm going to walk your way through those 7 steps. Okay, they are different steps to the ones in the book, and it's just a pure coincidence. I happen to call them 7 steps. Right, let's get on. So step number 1 is called Find Out. Okay, and this is where you need to find out when the event is, where it is, what equipment's going to be available to you, the sort of audience that's going to be there, and what they're expecting from you, and also is there a running order, which there will be at some point. There may not be, you know, that may be decided nearer the time. But it's really important to find out as much as you can from the organisers about everything. So when I went to Bournemouth, I wanted to find out what the room was like. I asked them to send me some photographs or links to the room, you know, what the running order obviously was, all that sort of stuff, and who the audience was, which is a business audience, SME business audience. And clearly, you know, their expectation was they were going to pick up some tips from me how to transform their business presentations. I discovered that they, you know, I would need to take my own equipment in terms of, you know, my own clicker if need be and my own laptop or iPad, but there would be an HDMI cable to plug it all into. So I found all that out. Right, so once you've got all that, step number two is sketch out your 20-minute presentation. And this is not firing up PowerPoint, by the way, and, you know, using slides or last time you spoke, getting it up. Just sketch it out on a large piece of paper, a flip chart, a notebook, whatever it is. Because one of the things you'll want to do when you're sketching it out is work out what you want to include and what you need to leave out. And if you want some guidance on this in terms of making sure you get the content right for the audience, then use my 4E formula for your audience. Because I believe the audience want the 4 E's from you. They want to be engaged, they want to be educated, they want to be enthused, and to a degree they want to be entertained. So engaging your audience is all about the start of your presentation. So when you sketch it out, sketch out the start. How's that going to look? How's that going to feel? And please don't ramble along at the start or put a slide up that looks like an agenda. By all means, you know, tell people what's coming up. Over the next 20 minutes, this is what's going to happen. Okay? And you can also start then. You build things into your start. You might want to start with a headline statement or a big stat or a short story. They're all very powerful ways of starting. And if you're feeling a bit nervous, a short story is a great way to start because you'll know that story really well. and you can tell it, and then by the time you've finished it, your nerves will have eased. But that's a great way to start. So start with a big stat, or headline statement, or that short story, and then tell people what's coming up, and then get into the meat of your presentation. So that's a, you know, that to me is the kind of formula for an engaging start. It's not about who you are. Hopefully you'll have been introduced. If not, then, you know, don't worry about introducing yourself, because chances are the audience will know who you are. They'll have seen the literature, the booklet, whatever it might be. So get that, you know, get that engaging start, but you've got to do it straight away, okay? It's an attention grabber. Right, the education bit is you sharing your knowledge or expertise. That's why they're there, because, you know, I was there at Bournemouth because, you know, the audience knew that I was going to share with them five tips to transform their presentation. So presumably they were only sitting in front of me because they wanted to transform their presentations and they were keen to know what those five tips were. And that's, you know, that's how you can build your presentation, isn't it? You know, the title of it needs to tell the audience what they can expect from it. This is the educational bit. But make sure when you educate them that the messages that you share are relevant, okay, and that the chances are they are going to educate them. They're not sitting there, well, I know all this already, you know, I know all this already. You know, I sat through a presentation later that evening at another event, and I really had no idea what the message was, what the message of the presentation was, you know. And this was someone who was a professional speaker, you know, and I just couldn't follow it. I didn't know what where it was going. It was all over the place, I thought. Right. The enthused bit is because you want people to do something, don't you? You want them to be inspired by what you're saying, motivated. You want them maybe to go off and, you know, create some action, whatever it might be. Get excited by you, you know, all that sort of stuff. So again, think about that when you're sketching it out. You know, is this going to, you know, part of the way you deliver it obviously helps the enthusiasm of your audience, but also your content as well. So is this something, you know, is your content going to get people excited? So when you're sketching it out, that's the point where you start to leave things out because you think, well, that's not going to motivate them. That's not going to inspire them. So why am I putting that in there? You know, because one of the dangers when you're putting together any presentation is you put stuff in that you like because you want them to know that you know that, if you see what I mean. It's not going to be relevant to the subject. It's not going to improve the audience's, you know, ultimate experience. It's you putting it in rather selfishly for yourself. So get rid of that. And, you know, entertain people, yeah, by all means. But, you know, I think what we mean by the being entertained is the overall feel people think. At the end of your 20 minutes, are they going to think, that was great, I really enjoyed that? Because that is the kind of, you know, summary of the whole thing. The entertainment value is the summary of the whole thing. Now, if humor comes into your presentation, fantastic. You know, use it, make the most of it, but don't force it. And, you know, if you use props, that can be entertaining as well, but make them relevant to the situation. You don't have to, you know, do massively other things. I've done, in the past, I've done a couple of card tricks just to, as a scene setter and all that sort of stuff. And depending on the size of your audience, that can work really, really well. Right, step three is called the jog through. And this is where you are literally walking through, jogging through your presentation. Okay, you've probably got your slides in place by now. And then you're asking yourself, you know, does it flow? Do I need to change anything in the order? And there's a very good chance you'll need to change the order of some of your slides. I can't remember the last time when I jogged through one of my presentations or webinars or whatever I was practicing where I didn't make a change to the running order. Because it just didn't flow. When I walked it through, it just didn't flow. And then you can ask yourself, you know, is the start engaging enough? You know, and have I got the messages in the right order, as I've mentioned already? And am I explaining them well enough? And then look at your slides, you know, and think, are any of these slides going to inflict death by a PowerPoint? Now, you might get away with one or two that inflict death by a PowerPoint. And what I mean by that is slides that are just too wordy, too complicated. But, you know, ideally, you don't want any of those at all. Right, step four is the timed run. Okay, now this is where you need to take practice seriously. So time, what I mean by a timed run is, for example, if you are delivering your presentation standing up to your audience, then stand up when you deliver it in practice and also record it, you know, because you can set up on your Mac, you know, or whatever you're using, your computer, you can record it, you know, through the computer video, you know, you can sort of set up a Teams meeting, a Zoom meeting just for yourself, and you can then record what you're doing, or you can, you know, however you're going to do it, however you record it, you could get your phone and record it, you know, separately, or whatever you want to do. But it just gives you a chance to just play it back and analyze it. Now, don't overanalyze it, okay? But just look for the points where it didn't work. Now, I personally don't record it. What I tend to do when I'm timing it is I've got a notepad on hand and I'll just make quick notes. And I'll kind of put a five minute 20 seconds in that didn't quite work, you know, things like that. So I'll be sketching out my notes. So you know, you when you're timing it, do the four E's get ticked? Keep thinking about your audience, all that sort of stuff. And one of the most important things when you're doing the timed run, step four, is to aim to deliver it in 80 to 85% of your allocated time. That's 16 to 17 minutes, because you will overrun. You know, it does happen. I experienced that at Bournemouth. I timed my presentation to take 16 to 17 minutes, plus then I was going to run a little competition. And I managed to start a couple of minutes early, or a minute or so early. And, you know, there was a lot of audience interaction in terms of, you know, things. And I got carried. I got carried away. And I've been, you know, banging the drum about running on time. And by the time I'd finished, I was a minute or so over. Plus a minute or so at the beginning. So in total, I was about 22 minutes, I think, 22 and a half minutes, rather than the 20 that I'd worked to do it. And I knew that I'd practiced it in 16 or 17. I did a little competition at the end, and that was a bit chaotic because there were more people at the event than I thought there were going to be. And I did a little competition, and you had to shout out the answer to the competition. And I thought, you know, if there's 15 people there, you know, 20 people, but there was quite a lot. So that did overrun the time a little bit for me. And I hadn't anticipated that that might happen. So that's why it's so important when you do your timed run that you, you know, 16, 17 minutes for a 20-minute presentation. And do that timed run two or three times through. Okay, right. Step five is arrive early, you know. And if you're delivering this virtually, then log in early, you know. And if the organizer, tell the organizers that's what you want to do, just so you can check all your stuff. If you're delivering in person, arrive early, and you know, and just check it. So the event I went to started at 10 a.m. I was there just after 8. I was staying in a place just around the corner. And I, you know, made myself known to the organizers. The stand people were setting up, so it meant that I could go to the room where the seminars were, or keynotes were taking place, and I could I loaded it all up. I checked. I was getting it recorded on camera, so I put a couple of tripods up. I got everything sorted, and you know, and I had a chance to largely run through just flick through the whole thing. So do that, you know, and then I got a chance to, you know, because I had arrived early and I was happy with the setup, I knew what was going to happen, I could then go and meet and greet people, like the standholders. So I'd wander around and I'd say, oh, I'm here early because I'm one of the speakers. Oh, what are you speaking about? You know, that sort of thing. And also just check that you've got, you know, your glass of water handy. In this case, there was bottled water available for everybody in the room, so I grabbed one of those and put that aside for myself. Right, now, step six is now press the button, you're going to deliver it. So all I would say to you now is just think, right, for the next 20 minutes, I'm going to be the best of me, okay? You're not out there to be somebody completely different, to win an Oscar. You just want to be the best of you. And you know you can be really good, but you know, use your voice. You know, don't forget, use your voice when you're presenting. That's a really important part of the thing. Maintain eye contact with the audience wherever you can. Avoid falling into the trap, as virtually every presenter does, which is when you've got a screen, you know, you keep flicking back and looking back over your shoulder at the screen all the time. You know, you kind of find yourself on that 45-degree angle. So try and stay facing the audience. It's hard to do, and trust that your slides are coming through at the right level, okay? Now, I've got my own clicker, my own Bluetooth kind of clicker, so I'm confident that when I press the button, I know which one it is. I got my little notes with me on my postcard-sized notes. In fact, somebody, one of the other presenters, had like a tablet. It was like a small iPad, I suppose. I don't know what they call them. But the lady was using it for her notes, and I said to her afterwards, what did you have on the tablet? She said, well, that was where my notes were. So I said, well, look, I said, I've got a gift for you. And I gave her a single blank postcard size note thing. I said, use that instead. Because if you use your phone, don't use your phone. And don't, you know, and ideally don't use a tablet. Because I think it just, you know, it's all okay. It's all modern tech and all that. But it just looks a bit awkward. You know, there you are. You're doing a presentation and you've got your phone with you. You know, come on, you get rid of that, you know. I think if you talk to professional presenters, they'll say, don't use your phone for notes, all right, because you scroll and all that. You know, it doesn't look good. And there's a danger, you know, the audience don't know. The you know, my perception, I said to her, well, I just thought you were reading loads of it. You know, that was just the perception, even though she wasn't. But if you've got a postcard thing in your hand, there's no way you're reading all of it because you can't write it all on there. And, you know, don't write big notes on your postcard note. Just one word every so often as a prompt. You don't even need necessarily one word per slide necessarily. I tend to do that, but you don't necessarily need to do that. Right, number seven, the final step of this is reflect. So this is when it's finished. So ask for feedback, you know, get the audience to tell you how, you know, what it was like and what bits they enjoy the most. And then think about it yourself and think, okay, if I could do this again, what would I do differently? And what would I do better? Now, when I reflect on my 20-minute keynote presentation from last week, then yeah, certainly. What would I do differently? Well, I would, somewhere in there, I lost a bit of time and I can't quite identify where it was. So I think it was in the first couple, I was sharing five tips. I think I spent too long on the first or the second tip, I think it was. So I needed to speed that up because I was 10 minutes in at the end of the second tip and I was planning to be about 9 minutes in at that point. So I definitely lost time there. And maybe I'd organise the competition in a bit less chaotic of a way at the end. and that I would do that differently as well. So there we go. There's the seven kind of steps, tips, whatever you want to call them, for your 20-minute presentation. So let's just remind ourselves what they are. So number one is find out. Number two is sketch it. Number three is jog through. Number four is timed run. Number five is arrive early. Number six is be the best of you. And number seven is reflect. Now, I'll put these in the show notes. I will be putting together a blog article for my website in fuller notes on this as well. So you can go to trevorjlee.com and find that out. Now, if you have got that 20-minute presentation coming up and you want someone just to be a sounding board, someone to challenge you, because one of the dangers is, and it's interesting, one of the speakers told me this. She said, oh, I went through it with my family last night, you know, and they said it was great, you know, but of course they are going to, aren't they? You know, because that's how friends and family do. They're never going to say, oh, that was terrible, you know, or you need to change this. So they're just going to say it's great and it might not be. Okay, and if anyone ever tells you it's brilliant, then be wary, because it probably isn't, ultimately, because that suggests we can't get any better. Now, the other exciting thing I did, I need to finish that point. So, if you want help with your key presentation, then drop me a note, trevor@trevorjlee.com, or go to the Trevor J. Lee website, and you'll find lots of buttons on there where you can book in a 15-20-minute Zoom call with me, and that's free. And we can just go through what it is your key presentation is all about and what you might want from help from someone like me. And you can decide then if I'm the right person to help you, because I might not be. Okay, you might not like the idea of working with me. I hope that won't be the case, but you never know. Okay. So the other thing I did last week was I also got involved with a Pitch Fest event. This was it was called the Southwest Innovation Expo. And there were there was a pitch fest going on for university students, and there were two universities involved. And they each had four students involved in the competition, and the four students were broken down into two lots of two. So there was a competition for startups, and there was a competition for pre-startups. And this was 5 minutes and a 5 minute Q&A. And one of the things, you know, that all they had to do was, so they had two students from one university, two from the other in each of the two competitions. And then there was a vote. So there was loads of people in the room, and then they got a chance to vote for the winner. And then a couple of hours later, we were all called back into the room and the winners were declared. And I'm going back in the room, and I thought the four people that I worked with from one of the universities, I thought in the pre-startup, you know, the two that I worked with were, you know, not bigging myself up here, they were just better than the other two. So I was confident one of them would win. And then in the startup section, which is a business that's been going for 2 years or less, I wasn't 100% sure. There was one guy from the other university who was really good, and I felt he could be a danger. Anyway, the great news was that the university I worked with won both competitions, and the there was a ticket price to get in. I think it was about 16-17 UK pounds sterling. And there were several hundred people there, and the winners got to share the ticket money, which is fantastic. So great for them. So that was fantastic. So if you've got pitches coming up, or you're part of a pitching organisation or competition, you want some help on making sure you get the winning pitch organised, then, you know, again, come through the same channels, and I'd love to help you on that basis. Right, so episode 298, that's it for now. If you do get a chance to do a 20-minute presentation, then take it. Okay, it will be good fun. It will be worth it. But use those 7 steps to make sure that you really rock it when you deliver your presentation. Right, thanks very much for listening. I'll see you next time.